I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't gotta worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This week on The Breakup Breakdown.
And I look and see that I have a message from a guy in Pakistan. And he's like, hey, your ex-boyfriend is trying to find nudes of you on Reddit. And I was like, send me the post. So he sends me the screenshot, and it's my Instagram profile screenshotted and posted into a thread called Ex-Girlfriend Sharing, where guys go in there and they trade nudes of their girlfriends.
You know, you never think things can get worse after the breakup, but you know, sometimes things can escalate. Hey, what's up? It's Abby from The Breakup Breakdown. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode. Hey, did you know that The Breakup Breakdown is having its second ever live podcast event? Stay tuned for more details, but if you want to buy your tickets like ASAP, it's in the episode description. And if you're new here, this is the podcast that will bring you more details about messy breakups you want to know more about. I take submissions through the Google form in the episode description, so you can submit anything from like, oh my gosh, I follow this girl from my high school and she was dating this guy for like 10 years and they broke up out of nowhere and I've always wanted to know more about it, or maybe it's something you saw on TikTok and you wanted more details, or you can even submit your own breakup story. Whatever it is, you know, we love getting all the details and hearing some good lessons along the way. And as always, if there's a certain part of the interview that you want to jump to, you can find timestamps in the episode description. Hey, Heartbreakers, welcome back to another episode of The Breakup Breakdown. Thank you for tuning in. So this week we've got a submission from someone who said that they found out that their ex was doing some shady stuff with their private photos on Reddit. But before we get into that, every week we give a shout out to a different domestic violence shelter throughout the country just to raise more awareness. So this week we're giving a shout out to the Wichita Family Crisis Center, which aims to eliminate domestic violence in their community by supporting survivors through shelter, education, and advocacy. To find more details on how you can help them out, you can head to the episode description. One more thing before we get into this week's submission. So I'm holding the second ever Breakup Breakdown live event. So it's going down on May 11th in Atlanta, Georgia, technically Alpharetta, but you know, Atlanta sounds bigger. But it's happening at Painted Horse Winery in Alpharetta, Georgia, which is about an hour outside of the downtown Atlanta area. If you have never been to the Painted Horse Winery, it is so picturesque. I really wanted to hold it there because I love the idea of having like a picnic. So they have this gorgeous outdoor stage set up with string lights, and there's a pool next door, and there's vineyards, and it's also on a farm. So there's like bunnies and horses. It's just really freaking cute. So it's going to be like the perfect summer soiree. You can bring a little picnic basket, bring a little picnic blanket, and then there will be wine for purchase at the event. And of course, we're going to spill the tea. It's going to be so much fun. Tickets are $20. You can find those details in the episode description. Okay, so let's actually get into this submission. So I had to do a double take, honestly, when I read this, just because it was kind of so out there, very to the point, which I appreciate, but did not expect to read something like this. So the submission said that she went through a breakup and she mentioned some details about the breakup that we'll get into when we actually get into the interview. But she said that a man from Pakistan tipped her off that he was sharing her Instagram profile on Reddit to not only find nudes of her, but other girls from her hometown in his hometown. So she said she decided to do a little bit of investigating to confront her ex-boyfriend to basically get it to stop happening, but also to figure out why he was doing it, which, I mean, I think it's kind of obvious, like, why you're trying to get nudes of other people. But anyway, I don't know about you, but I completely avoid Reddit like the plague. I think it is a cesspool of just debauchery. I think some of the stuff is interesting, like, am I the a-hole? And, you know, people sharing tips and tricks. But, like, the more that I learn about the different Reddit threads, the more I just don't want to be on there. Like, the snark threads where people are, like, roasting people on the internet. It just seems like a really negative environment. So the fact that this kind of shady stuff is going on, like, does not surprise me. But I'm also morbidly curious. You know what I mean? Like, is there a whole porn ring going down on Reddit that I just never knew about? And also, why is a man from Pakistan being the one to be the whistleblower on this? Like, there's so many questions I have. So, of course, I had to call her up and get more details on how we even got to this point. Because, first of all, what caused the breakup? And why is this man trying to get nudes of her after the breakup's gone down? So let's get more details and break down this week's breakup. It's finally not a miserable temperature outside, which only means one thing. Summer is coming up. And let's make one thing clear. There is Hibernation Abby and there is Summer Abby. And Summer Abby likes to feel light and healthy. That's why I've been trying out meals from Factor. They've got meals shipped to your house that are super easy to heat up in a jiffy. And you're probably like, ew, a refrigerated meal. That must be so unhealthy and gross. No, I can confirm these are delicious. And they have so many different options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. You can also add on more than 60 add-ons every single week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. You get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring, and you don't have to clean anything up. Head to factormeals.com/breakup50 and use code breakup50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code breakup50 at factormeals.com/breakup50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. I feel like there's two types of people in the world. The people that get super excited when the temps hit the 80s and the people who are like, holy crap, it's bathing suit weather and I do not feel my best. The warmer it is, the more dialed in I feel like I need to be with my nutrition. But I gotta be honest with you, I hate cooking. Do I cook for myself and feel great? Or do I get takeout and eat a bunch of crap that's just honestly expensive and not that great for you? That's why I really enjoyed trying out Factor. Factor is a meal service that requires no prep. All you gotta do is heat them up in the microwave for like 2 minutes. And they're chef crafted, so they're actually designed to meet your nutrition goals, whether you're trying to watch your calories, get more protein in, or follow a keto diet. There are 35 different meals and 60 add-ons to choose from with breakfast, lunches, dinners, and even desserts. Head to factormeals.com/breakup50 and use code breakup50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code breakup50 at factormeals.com/breakup50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
We met through some mutual friends when I was about 20. We just instantly clicked. It was like, we used to joke around and say that he was like the male version of me and I was the female version of him. We were just like twins. We would laugh about the same stuff. Everything was just like so funny to us. We could make a joke out of anything. And we just had similar sense of humor. We loved to do music. He used to play guitar for me and I would sing. So we would do music gigs together and stuff. So we really bonded over just like mutual interests. And it was like a perfect little movie in the beginning. We moved in together after only 3 months. And it was fun for a little bit. We had our own little place. We got dogs.
So you moved in together after 3 months. Is it because you were just like, oh, I think this is my guy? Or did it just kind of work out lease-wise?
We both lived with our parents and we were so obsessed with each other that it got to a point where we just like didn't want to leave and our parents would not let us spend the night with each other, even though we were adults. So we would sleep in my car and like put the seats down in the trunk and sleep in the back of my car and like stargaze and shit like that. We just didn't want to be apart. And I worked for an apartment community. So I would get a discount on the apartment. And I was like, let's move in together. And he was like, I'm down. And I was like, all right, let's go.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So things are moving really fast. You feel like this guy is like your person. So how long did you guys date total? And then when was the first thing that happened that kind of kicked off the breakup?
We were together for 2.5 years total. And everything was pretty good and like movie romance type shit for like a year. And then the first year is when things kind of started to implode a little bit. He got a new job and he was working different hours and he was working at night and I was working during the day. and he was working on the weekends and I had weekends off. So we would never really get to see each other. And I ended up actually asking my boss if I could work every weekend and take Tuesdays off, because that was one of his off days, so that we would at least have like a full day together every week. But it just got increasingly more difficult. It's like trying to force yourself to like be together and spend time together on like one specific day. It just kind of feels forced after a while. And I could tell there was some distance between us, but the thing where I started being like, okay, something's off here, aside from the distance that I feel between us, is like him being sketchy on his phone and being like in the bathroom for such a long time that I was like, I don't know, I've never taken that long of a shit before. Like, it was just such a long period of time that I was concerned that things were going on in there. And then I did find out that things were going on in the bathroom.
When you're like, okay, I think something was up, what did your mind first go to?
At first, I really believed him. He had convinced me that he had like IBS and that he was like just having really bad stomach issues. And so I was convinced that like I was trying to help him. I was trying to find like a doctor to like take his insurance and get this all resolved. And then I went in the bathroom one day while he was in there shitting, and I walk into him jacking off. And I just quickly turn around and I was like, ah, that makes sense why he's been in there for so long. Every single night, he's probably in there doing that. And I kind of wrote it off at the time. I was like, men love porn. But it did strike me as odd that like I'm there in the bed for you and you're in there doing that. And that's when I was like, something's a little off here.
Other than the fact that he was in the bathroom for really long periods of time, like when it came to just sex between you two, did it feel normal, or was there like a period where things started to shift that also kind of confirmed those suspicions?
It never like was abnormal. Like when it would happen, it was good, it was fine, it was normal. There were no strange kinks or anything like that. But it did, I noticed the longer we lived together and the more time that he spent on his phone, the less he wanted to have sex.
So things are definitely decreasing. So I'm sure like that's not really great, but other than that, for you, are you sitting down and having conversations with him about his porn uses, or is he just kind of like, oh, that was a one-time thing, that was a one-time thing?
Yeah, I never really brought it up just because I didn't feel like I had anything super concrete yet. But it was just that one time that I caught him, but it made me look at things differently and be like, I feel like that's why he's in there. Kind of like kicked my intuition in, I guess, for me to be kind of looking at things through a different lens. But I never really confronted him about it because I didn't think it was as big as it would end up being.
At what point does this become like an actual issue for your relationship? Like, what's the thing that tipped you off that like this was something that needed to come to an end?
We had broken up a year prior. Like we had been at like our first, almost right at the 1 year mark, we had broken up and we were separated for several days. And in that, I mean, like he was getting ready to move out. Like I thought he was gone and I was a like wreck over it. I literally wrote him like a 5-page letter, like, please, we can fix this, blah, blah, blah. Like it was dramatic. And he eventually changed his mind and we agreed to move back in and we were talking through things. And, you know, I was going over like, cause he left so suddenly, it was like out of nowhere. It was just one day I had brought up, like, you never talk about how you want to get married anymore. And that's all we used to talk about. I was like, what's changed? And he just was like, I don't want to get married to you. I don't think you're the one. And he was like, and I'm going to go sleep at my mom's house tonight and I'll get my stuff out within the week, out of nowhere almost. And I was like, what the heck? So then when we got back together, I was going through these problems and I was like, you know, did you see anyone while we were separated? And I can't remember how the conversation came about, but he was acting funny. And I was like, let me see your phone. Like whatever he said tipped me off. And I was like, let me see your phone. And he didn't want to give it up. And then eventually he gave up his phone and I went through it. And I saw that he was asking girls for nudes on Snapchat while we were broken up. And then shortly after we get back together, I was like, okay, we're broken up, whatever. And then shortly after we get back together, he deletes Twitter and he deletes Snapchat. And I knew, I was like, he's hiding evidence or like getting rid of that temptation. But I let it go because I'm like, well, he deleted it. He's working on trying to, you know, not do that. And then another year rolls around and he comes home early from work and we're laying in the bed together. And I'm excited because normally he was gonna be home later than that. So I'm excited. I'm like, I'm off tomorrow. We can stay up late, like watch videos. And he goes to show me a TikTok that he wants to show me that he thought was funny. And as he's swiping across his screen, I see the Snapchat app And I was like, why do you have Snapchat on your phone? I thought you deleted that like a year ago. And he was like, oh, I downloaded it for the filters. I was like, this man who never posts a selfie, it needs filters on Snapchat. I was like, that's weird. And who's going to be your friends? You just created a new account. Like, it doesn't even make any sense. So while he's over there watching TikToks after he showed me the one, I'm like, hee-hee. And then I turn over and I log into his email on my phone because I knew his password. And I see that he had had a Snapchat at 4:45 p.m. that day. Welcome to Snapchat email. And I was like, got him. And so I clicked on it and I saw his username and it was literally some dumb shit like Chris Pratt. And so I used that, plug it into Snapchat, type the same password for his email, and I get in the account. I'm like, well, that was easy. And I swipe over and I see like four or five girls, and I swipe over and all of them have the same message sent to them. And it's send nudes. Hey, I want to see nudes. And I got up and he's like, what? And I'm start putting on my clothes because I'd been in like a tank top, and I start putting on my clothes and he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I just found your Snapchat account and what you're doing on there. And I know that you're not downloading it for the filters. So you need to pack your shit up and get out as quick as you can. But I'm going to stay with my mom tonight.
Wow. I'm so stuck on the Chris Pratt thing.
like who he thought he was fooling with Chris Pratt? I don't know.
I was like, what's he like of all the celebrities to choose? Chris Pratt is such an interesting choice. Although I'm assuming you're just making up a fake name with that one.
Because I found out later some more stuff that like kind of confirmed my suspicions. And I do think he used Chris Pratt at the time.
What's the deal? Because you submitted something about Reddit. Like what was the Reddit thing that happened?
Yeah, so this actually took place after the breakup. And this kind of put the pieces in together to let me know this is what was happening in the bathroom for like the majority of our relationship that I was completely unaware of. So a couple months after we break up, I'm single, going to work. And I check Instagram and I have like a flood of, and my account was private at the time. And I had a flood of like 40 friend requests from that morning, all came in overnight. And I caught that as weird. I was like, that's really strange. And so I go through, I want to say around lunchtime, I'd gone throughout the day and I check my phone again at lunch and I look and see that I have a message from a guy in Pakistan. And he's like, hey, your ex is posting really weird things about you on Reddit. I just wanted to let you know. And I'm like, I thought it was a scam at first. I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, your ex-boyfriend is trying to find nudes of you on Reddit. And I was like, send me the post. So he sends me the screenshot of the post on Reddit. And it's my Instagram profile screenshotted and posted into a thread called Ex-Girlfriend Sharing, where guys go in there and they trade nudes of their girlfriends or their ex-girlfriends to each other. And I think they're like buying, selling, trading. Yeah.
So, okay, wait, explain that to me a little bit more. He has a bunch of photos of you. So he's like, okay, if I give this guy 10 photos of you, his ex, he'll give me 10 photos of his ex in return. Is that what's happening?
Well, this particular post, I don't know if he had ones of me that he was sharing with other people or if he was just trying to accumulate his own stockpile of nudes. But he was asking this chat if they had any nudes that they had that they would share with him of me. So he's trying to find nudes of me.
And why does he think these randos on Reddit are going to have pictures of you?
I don't know. So I went to Reddit to look up the post and I found the post and I went to the account, the user who posted it, to see. I got to figure out which one of my ex-boyfriends this is, because it's obviously an ex-boyfriend since it's an ex-girlfriend sharing. So I'm like, how can I figure out who this is? And I go and I find several different posts all made in the same night. And it's all the same screenshot, all of me. And it was in like Atlanta hoes, Atlanta nudes, like stuff like that. So I think he was hoping that someone in the Atlanta area who scours these would have something of me. So he had posted that in like five things. And so I keep scrolling and this is how I figured out that it was him. Cause I'm like, I still don't know who this is. Like I've only dated people in Atlanta, but he's actually from another state and he's, we'll say South Carolina. He's in a really, really small, like middle of nowhere town. Not a lot of people. I've never heard anyone else say they're from there. I scroll down and I see other girls that he's posted from our hometown in there. And then I get down to the bottom and I see that he's posting in this this very specific town, South Carolina. And I was like, oh, I know who it is now. And it had to be him. I'm like, I don't know anybody else from there.
Why do you think he was trying to get so many photos of you? What do you think it was going to be, like revenge porn, some kind of blackmail? Why do you think he would get on that thread?
I think that he had a serious like porn issue, because even after we had broken up, I had found out, you know how sometimes if you make a Snapchat, it'll alert people in your contacts and say, Jordan is on Snapchat. Well, it said my ex-boyfriend was on Snapchat, but not to my phone. It sent it to my mom's. And my mom went and on, and this is post-breakup. We're not even together at this point anymore. But I go and I look on Snapchat and I see that username, and it's like another fake username. And I'm like, wow, he's out here using another fake Snapchat to do God knows what. And so then I found out 2 months later that that same Snapchat account that we just discovered is like a fake snap of his, he was using to message two of my friends and ask them for nudes. So I think he got off on getting pictures of girls that he knew personally, me, my friends, girls that he knew from his hometown. It was like he didn't want to see just random porn people. He wanted to see girls that he knew.
He was basically just trying to get more nudes of you because he was having like withdrawals. Oh my God, I've been having sex with this girl for the last 2 years and now I can't anymore. So someone please give me more content.
Yeah, I think he was just looking, because it wasn't just me on there. It was other girls too that I know, and then that are people from his hometown. So it was just like he was wanting to stockpile porn of girls that he knows.
Was there anybody on there calling him out for wanting this? Like, or is it just people feeding into it? Like, oh yeah, dude, DM me. I got you.
Yeah, no, it's like really sick people on there who are like sharing nudes of their ex-girlfriends and trying to get nudes of other people, just messaging back and forth. Like, I literally saw comments on one post and it was like, yeah, I've got some of her message me. I've got some of this girl message me. It was wild.
Do you think anybody was on there sharing actual photos of you, or do you think you're in the clear?
I have no idea. I don't know if he ever traded or if he was just trying to get them for himself. No clue.
So you must have felt so violated.
Oh, I was scared for my safety, because then it clicked for me. I was like, that's why so many people were adding me on Instagram, is because he's posted in all these accounts and they're all going to search me up. And I was like, well, that explains that. And then I'm getting people from Pakistan who are messaging me to let me know about it. I was like, people could search my information on the internet and find me now and like figure out where I live if they have a creepy obsession all of a sudden. So I was like, you're putting my life in a little bit of danger here.
Did you confront him?
I did. So I decided that I was going to be sneaky about it. I went ahead and reported everything to Reddit, but it's kind of difficult to get through the chain of command of Reddit because it's kind of like a cesspool of the internet. So I reported it there, but I was like, I've got to move quicker on getting this taken down. So I messaged him on the post of me under like an anonymous alias. And I typed out and I was like, I have nudes of that girl. Talking about myself. I was like, I have nudes of her. And I was like, DM me. So he DMs me and I messaged back and I said, yeah, who do you have? Because I'm just curious. Like, is he really trading these things? And he was like, oh yeah, I've got this girl. I've got her blowjob videos, her sex tape, her nudes. Do you want those? And so I messaged back and I was like, this is, if you don't take this shit down, I will report you to the police. And I like said all this shit. And I took the liberty of screenshotting everything, because I was like, I need this in my arsenal of proof in case this ever comes back to haunt me in any way. And so I screenshotted everything. I found all the girls the other girls that he shared on Reddit, and I messaged every single one of them. And I said, I want you to know that your Instagrams are out here. This is what he's asking for. This is what he's claiming that he has of you. I just wanted you to be aware. And I let him know. I said, I messaged all those girls. They all know. I reported it to Reddit, and I will contact the police if you don't take this down immediately. And he took it down. He never messaged me back. He played stupid, I guess, but he took everything down. And I've never seen anything since. So I guess he stopped.
And is that your last interaction?
Yes. We talked a little bit after we first broke up. But then eventually we went our separate ways and we stopped talking altogether. And then I found this out well after we had broken up. And no, never spoken to him since.
I'm so curious about these threads, because I think Reddit is like the seventh layer of hell. What's like the ATL hoe thread? Like, what is this genre of what seems to me just like a porn ring.
I mean, it's pretty much just that. Like, I don't know how he found it. That's why I was that's why I kind of made the connection. Like, this is probably what he was doing in the bathroom for so long, is on these threads, probably jacking off to these photos that he's found. He was always on his phone, you know, until 6 a.m. some nights. Like, he moved from the bathroom to the couch and would stay up until sunrise. And I really think that this is the type of thing that he was doing. And I don't know how he found it, but he got into these communities of like Atlanta Hoes, Atlanta Sluts, girls from his hometown, like that specific town's names. And there were multiple towns that, because out of curiosity, I started looking of like, are there other towns that are doing this? And it's like multiple states had different towns with these type of threads where people would go in there and share nudes of their ex-girlfriends or people that they know and just like trade those videos and stuff.
Oh my God. Recovering from that breakup, what was the biggest thing for you? Because I'm sure you felt A, violated from the whole Reddit thing, but B, you probably went through a psychological labyrinth of feeling like you're maybe not enough, because why is this guy spending an hour in the bathroom when he could just be in bed with me?
Yeah. Well, while we were together, it was like, that would kind of get to me. I was like, why doesn't he want to be in here with me? And it wasn't even so much of like the sex that bothered me. It was the fact that we barely got to see each other, and I would stay up, even though I had to work a 9-to-5 and I was enrolled in college full time. So I worked full time and went to school full time. So I was a busy person. I was running on very little sleep because I was staying up until midnight when he would get home just to hug him and kiss him before I had to go to bed. And I'm like, he is not making those kind of sacrifices for me. And so it took a toll on me after a while. I'm like, why does he not want to spend time with me anymore? Why am I doing everything in the house, you know, when I'm doing double the work that he is? And it's just like everything fell on my shoulders and I was doing all the work and I was getting neglected emotionally. And it took a toll on me. The Reddit thing actually made me feel a little bit better. I mean, obviously, once everything got taken down, because it kind of clicked for me of like, this is a problem that he has and this is what he was doing. So it kind of clicked and I'm like, that's what he was doing. And that's not somebody that I would want to be with, is somebody who's doing that really sketchy shit on the internet. So it kind of made me feel like, you made the right choice. Like, look what happened after you break up. Like, everything comes to light eventually, and it did.
And before you even find that out, I think it's really strong of you to have broken up once he crossed that boundary with the whole Snapchat thing. Because I think a lot of people would have convinced themselves that he would get over it or they could work on the problems and move on from it. So why did you, in that moment, know that you had to get out of this relationship when you saw all the Snapchat stuff happening?
I think I always knew something was going on. Like, I kind of clocked these red flags as they started to build up, but I felt like I would question if I had broke it off based off of an assumption, that I would question if I really made the right choice. And so I was waiting to get something concrete enough for me to be like, oh, that's what he's doing, or that's what this is. And that was like my, that's what he's doing type of moment. He's not working on, you know, making himself better. He didn't really delete Snapchat. Like, he's doing sketchy stuff behind my back. And when I feel like for months, or really like a year, ever since we had gotten back together that first time, it was like, it was never the same. We never really went back to how we were. And I had been feeling it, but I was so under like duress with school and work at the same time and taking care of the apartment and taking care of our dogs, that I didn't, like, I was comfortable enough to not leave. Like, I was complacent. It wasn't so miserable that I felt like, oh, I got to get out of this situation. But I think everything fell into place of like, I had just graduated college when I found this out. Like, 3 months had gone by after I graduated and we had moved into this new apartment. And then I found this out and I broke up with him. And it was just like, if I'm being emotionally neglected most days, I hardly ever get to see you, I'm doing all the work in this house and in this relationship, and you're doing sketchy shit, like, that's enough for me to be like, I don't deserve this anymore.
You pretty much were starting the breakup months before it even happened.
Yeah, I think mentally I got to a point, I used to think we were like, we're soulmates, we're gonna get married, we're gonna have kids, we're gonna build a farm and have a bunch of animals. Like, I really thought that's where that was going. But I started to like come to the realization, I was like, that's not happening. Like, that's not the right person. I started to have my doubts. And it, like I said, it wasn't like miserable where it was like we were fighting all the time, but it was just distance, and the distance kept growing. And then when I saw that he was doing that, I was like, this isn't somebody that you want to get married to.
No, because he doesn't sound like an equal partner to me. You're doing all the work. He's choosing to spend an hour in the bathroom after work with random girls on the internet. Really, to me, like, the sign of a healthy relationship is two people coming together and making people better, or equally pouring something into something that you're building together. So I want to give you major props for recognizing that that's not what it was, because I just know so many people that would have like tried to fix him. And I think that would have been the wrong thing to do without him coming to you saying, I've got a problem, I want to make it better. Like, there's just no hope and there's no point in staying in the relationship.
Yeah. And we had a moment after we broke up where I almost broke. This is kind of a funny side story. I was at Dragon Con that year and I had gone with my friends. It was totally a last minute decision. When I broke up with him, I literally stayed up all night. I didn't even go to sleep, deleted all our pictures. I moved them into a folder because I was like, I don't want to delete them. I'll eventually look back on those and think fondly of them. But I moved them all into a folder on Facebook, like a private folder. And then I called my friends and I was like, I know I said no to Dragon Con, but I'm coming. And I get there and, you know, everyone's dressed up at Dragon Con, and he calls me and I can't remember why he called me. And as soon as I heard his voice, I broke down in tears and I was like, maybe we should try again, blah, 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 blah. And he was like, no, I don't think we should. And I was like, I can't even talk to you right now. And I hung up the phone and I look up and some guy dresses Jason Voorhees is like, are you okay, ma'am? I was like, no, but I will be. And then a couple of days later, he was kind of sitting around. I told him to get out as soon as possible because I'm very cut and dry. Once I'm done, it's over. And I don't want to live with you. You can't afford to be here by yourself. I know I can afford it by myself. So just go ahead and leave. And he wasn't leaving. And he was just sitting. I came in from the lake one day and he's just laying on the couch playing video games. I'm like, shouldn't you be packing your shit? And so I looked at him one final time and I said, just to be clear, we're not working things out, right? And he started to be like, no, I don't. And I was like, that's all I needed to hear. Get out in 3 days or I'm going to get your shit out for you. And that was it. And I went to bed in the guest room. And so that was the true end of that.
I think a lot of people are going to relate to you, because I was talking to somebody about this earlier. Like, to me, most immature men will blow up the relationship in some way by like cheating or whatever. And that's when they decide to break up. Like when they do something out of the relationship to like make it happen. I have a theory that women are always silently breaking up with you until something happens and they're ready to walk. What would you tell somebody that found themselves or is in that relationship right now where they're kind of like mentally leaving the relationship, but they haven't yet?
I mean, maybe this is bad advice, but I would say stay until you find what you think you need to find that's going to give you that concrete yes. Because I was in another relationship, actually after this relationship, where I kept walking away before I was ready. And so I kept going back. And all that did was make me look stupid to everybody around me. They're like, why does she keep breaking up and going back? And I wasn't ready. And I think that if I had waited until I really was ready and really found something that I'm like, okay, I can't do this anymore, this is enough for me, then I probably would have just left and stayed gone. But because I left before I was ready, I kept going back. So I think if you're mentally preparing, but you're not there yet, wait until you are there is what my advice would be.
No, I think that actually is good advice, because then you don't have to do the whole waffling back and forth of like not feeling sure. Then you know, like when you leave, you can stand on business like, oh, I'm actually doing the right thing for me. With everything that we've covered, is there any piece of advice or words of wisdom that you would want to tell people from what you've learned from this experience?
From this experience specifically, I feel like it's like trust your gut, you know, on certain situations, because I knew something was up almost the entire time. And I kind of, in that very beginning part of it, let a lot of it go because I was like, I'm in love with this person. But in my gut, I knew something was wrong and I knew it the whole time and I didn't trust it. And if I would have, maybe I would have avoided this catastrophe, or maybe this was just a great learning experience. I don't know. But I would say just trust your gut. If you feel like something's off, something's probably off.
Ooh, definitely got some good lessons from that one. All right, hey, don't forget, I've got tickets to the Breakup Breakdown live podcast event on May 11th available. You can check out those details in the episode description. And don't forget, the next Breakdown bonus episode will cover how you can support a partner if they're struggling with porn addiction and if you should stay with them. I'll see you whenever you decide to tune in next.